Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. Sure, it's summer break, but it really is never too early to start thinking about back to school, especially if you'd like to win school supplies for your entire school for a year. Joining us this morning is Matthew Kurtzman, the CEO of Back to School Illinois, an organization that's helping kids get school supplies and is launching this contest for school supplies for an entire school year. Matthew, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be here.
I'm glad to have you on. Talk to us a little bit first about Back to School Illinois.
Back to School Illinois is a nonprofit. We do two things. We provide college scholarships to high school seniors. And then, of course, our main initiative is providing school supplies to kids from low-income families.
This is a big deal. I know in my family, the list just recently came home for two girls, twins, for a list of things for the upcoming school year. That's when all the kids are getting these lists of just amazing number of things they need for school. This can be a big burden, can it?
Yes, it can. In fact, schools are generally asking kids more and more to bring larger and larger, longer lists of supplies as schools have had their budgets cut. So kids are often asked to bring in rolls of toilet paper and reams of 8.5 by 11 paper, all sorts of different things aside from their own school supplies that they'll use.
So talk to us a little bit about how Back to School Illinois helps out. I know you have a number of events through the year and you're always working, but talk to us a little bit about how the process works.
Yeah, actually, we are a year-round organization. Most people think Back to School only operates during that traditional window, you know, between like July and September. But actually, we are distributing supplies and working with organizations and schools year-round. We have a Build-A-Kit program where companies can actually buy school supplies through us in bulk, and then they will assemble them and give them out to these various organizations. The contest that we're doing right now, which is our annual Win School Supplies for an Entire School contest, we run every year at this time, and anybody can nominate a Chicago school. This is a one contest that's limited to the Chicago area, but anybody can nominate a school on our website, www.b2si.org. People can go download the application. They nominate a school, and then we will pick two of them, and then we surprise the kids the first week of classes, and every single kid in those two schools will get one of our back-to-school kits.
The cost of this, back to the burden part of this, talk to us about some of the statistics. I was looking on your website about the numbers involved here and how much families spend per child, how many kids potentially in the state are low income that need this help. It's a pretty sizable number, both of these are.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The average family will spend about $125 per child on school supplies. And obviously that goes up substantially if you're talking about computers and things of those nature. Another interesting statistic is the teachers spend about $500 a year out of their own pockets, often for kids who come into class whose families can't afford school supplies. The teachers are reaching into their own pockets and buying these supplies. The need in Illinois and nationally is tremendous. Here in Illinois alone, there's 1.2 million kids every year that live in low-income households. These are families that are struggling about whether to pay the rent, the mortgage, or whether or not they can afford school supplies. And you can imagine there's a huge self-esteem component to what we do. If you can imagine what it's like for a kid who goes to school and doesn't have supplies, and then what do they do and how does it make them feel? Do they ask the teacher for help? Do they ask one of their classmates? It can be very embarrassing and certainly not the way to get a kid launched on a successful year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. The teacher part of this, too, is one that I know a couple of teachers myself, and you mentioned the toilet paper thing. Not only toilet paper, but oftentimes food for kids, whether it be, you know, power bars or granola bars, because so many kids come to school hungry, so the teachers have a huge burden.
Yeah, unfortunately, while the stock market has done really well for a lot of people, there's still a tremendous amount of families here and, again, across the country. And, in fact, last year we launched Back to School America, so we're actually now starting to do programs outside the state of Illinois to help because there's struggling families everywhere.
Matthew, you talked a little bit earlier about that the team building, the Build a Kid Act, and this kind of fits in with the economy part of this. Corporations, companies that do have extra money these days, whether it be because of the tax cut bill or whatever, this seems like not only a good way to help out a community, but a team building for their employees.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Build a Kid program has been a huge driver for us. And in fact, last year represented about 25% of the over 35,000 kits that we distributed. Companies love this in part because, especially for young people, millennials in particular, they don't just want to write checks. They don't just want to donate. They actually want to know where their money is going. They want to be involved in that process. And so our Build-A-Kit program allows them to actually assemble the kits. We deliver all the supplies to office or warehouse or wherever it is they want to do. We often partner them up with one of our distribution partners like YMCAs. And then they have done some fabulous things. We've had people that have done this for Bring a Child to Work Day. We've had this a part of day-long seminars and events that companies are having. It's really a great way for employees to get together to do something that means something, and they see the impact. They have a great time doing it.
Matthew, you talked about expanding this across the country, Back to School America. Give us a sense of how that expansion is going to go, and what would you like to see happen?
Well, at this point, the program is really developing organically. We have people that are contacting us. Some of our business partners here in Illinois have offices in other states. We have relationships with other organizations. We were in New York City in May and did a project out there. The kits went to the Coalition for the Homeless. We've done projects in Phoenix, in Austin, Milwaukee, a bunch of other cities. But as I said, the need is tremendous in places like Texas, where we've been a couple of times. 50% of the households are low income. I mean, the numbers are just staggering.
Yeah, and it goes back to that economy question. And it seems, you know, whenever we hear the economy is doing great, we come to find, looking deep down in it, issues like this that just are just surprising to me.
Yeah, and actually, just a couple of days ago, there was a report that came out about military families and how so many of them are struggling. And they have an added burden, which is, you know, deployment and moving from base to base, kids being pulled out of one school. So they have additional challenges. We have a wonderful partnership with Operation Homefront. And in fact, this summer, as we have in past summers, we'll be going to military bases across the state and distributing our back-to-school kits.
Well, Matthew, again, how can we not only sign up for the contest, but how can we perhaps donate money or donate our time?
Sure. We actually have a big event coming up on August 8th, which is our largest event of the year. We're going to be pushing through about 11,000 back-to-school kits that day. We've got about 400 kids coming in, and that's at the Broadway Park Armory. All the information, whether it's on that big distribution event, whether they are interested in doing our Build-A-Kid program, or whether or not they just want to make a donation, they can all do that at be2si.org.
Well, Matthew, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and all the best to everyone at Back to School Illinois.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Matthew Kurtzman, CEO of Back to School Illinois. Again, the website is b2si.org. All the information, as Matthew said, is there. There's even a donate button up in the upper right-hand corner of the website in case you want to donate money. And, of course, there's you can also donate your time as well. All of the information, again, at b2si.org.